Hi everyone, welcome to day three of the Synergy Traders, number 46, the Derivatives 2023 conference, futures and options trading. So we have another full day for you. And this series is brought to you by tradeoutloud.com and timingresearch.com, along with all of our co-sponsors for this event, one of which you will be hearing from first today. So just a reminder, of course, all of these presentations are for educational purposes only. Trading is not suitable for all people. Please consult a financial advisor and only trade with money you can afford to lose. And also, all sessions are being recorded individually. Those will be available on the Timing Research website as soon as I can get them posted, along with the previous 2 days are there. Also, if you search for Timing Research on YouTube, Substack, and or your favorite podcast app, you can find the recordings there as well. So today we are joined by Price Heedley of BigTrends.com as our opening presenter, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Oh, well, thank you, David, and good morning, everybody. Thrilled to lead off this day three of this awesome conference, focusing on options and derivatives and futures and whatnot. You know, options is pretty much where I've made my bread and butter in trading and pretty much made a life out of it when I got into launching BigTrends.com back in 1999, and thrilled to co-sponsor the event today, because I've told David how much the options and derivatives crowd has meant to me and to Big Trends over all these years. So thank you for being with us. Whether you're a new options trader or a more experienced one, one of the things we find that people want is a higher win rate, right? Everybody likes to win more and lose less. Let's face it, whether you're an individual or an institution, everybody likes to win more and lose less. And yet a lot of people think you've got to do it in options with complicated strategies or doing credit spreads or things that involve like margin and stuff. You don't have to do that. We structured it in a way to just use simple call and put buying. Just buy a call when it's time to get out, you close it, right? You don't have to fool with any kind of combination strategies, any types of heavy duty management, just really simple entry and exit criteria, and still have had a really nice win rate since implementing this strategy for our Big Trends community. So I'm going to walk you through that today. As David alluded to, kind of the typical disclaimer, you got to remember that the information that we provide you in the presentation today is based on our proprietary research, and it's intended for illustrative purposes only. What we talk about here should not be considered to be a specific advisory recommendation to buy or sell anything today. As you know, stock and options trading have large potential rewards, but also large potential risk. The past performance of any trading system or methodology is not necessarily indicative of future results. Do see our terms of use on our BigTrends.com homepage for more information here. So with that understood, what I want you to walk away from my presentation today is just my top two secrets trading two tickers only, keeping it in the twos here. Your life gets a lot simpler when you've got a clean system with specific buy and exit criteria where there's no guesswork, but also when you don't have to manage so many symbols and have to be constantly scanning the options universe for what symbol you might want to consider trading. So we're going to talk about just two of the biggest options trading tickers out there and why we think that's a really valuable thing to get you focused. You know, I see too many traders that are trying to do too many things. And one of the things I would say, out of all the great education you're getting across the 3 days of fellow traders, is that when you end up summing everything up, you've got to say to yourself, what am I going to focus on first? Don't try to implement multiple strategies at the same time. Master one thing first. That would be the lesson I would give to you in my conference experience, as well as what I've heard from fellow attendees going to multiple speaker conferences, is a lot of great information, but got to take action on one thing at a time and really build it as a habit before you move on to adding another thing in your notes to do after that. So just really, that'll make your success rate at implementation a lot more effective. So circle the most important thing from all your notes at the end of the conference here, and focus on that one thing first. So we're gonna give you a lot of case studies, a lot of chart examples, and why we think this high win rate strategy has worked and is, we believe, has great potential going forward. This can get you up to 10 new trades every month. So this is definitely fairly active by Big Trend standards. We're not hyper traders. We're not seeking to be in and out same day, although in this system, actually, we will get some day trades because we can get our targets really quickly. And we take more of a bird in the hand, not two in the bush philosophy, right? We'll take that first profit target and not try to hold for the bigger one. So that gets your win rate up. And we're going to talk about how we manage risk too. If you don't know me, I've been trading for over 33 years. I founded BigTrends.com back in 1999. And so, you know, but I caught the trading bug out of college when I was at Duke University and graduating from there. You know, worked for the nation's biggest options newsletter at the time in the 90s and then started Big Trends 24 years ago. So, you know, bottom line is that we've been blessed to serve many tens of thousands of folks all over the globe. And I would attribute our success to it's not a throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. It's the word systems. You've got to have a system to have that edge in the markets that you can execute consistently. So we're going to share with you the overview on my short-term momentum system, which really, that's what these markets are about these days, right? You see how, I call it sometimes the manic, depressive market because, you know, the people hate the market, it seems like, over a couple of days, then they'll love it again, right? Everybody was worried about the Fed, worried about a sell-off reaction, and here we are, you know, with a positive GDP report this morning and getting that initial gap up. We'll see how well it holds or not. But the bottom line is that you can't just be reactive to the news. You've got to have your system saying, okay, this is the time to catch the next swing. And that's what this is geared at, is kind of a fast swing trading kind of a philosophy here. So we developed this relatively newer strategy for our Big Trends community here in what we call turbocharged options. And we actually named it Twin Turbo Trader because, of course, a twin turbo in a car, why have one turbocharger when you can have two, right? So you see that double tailpipe extra boost on that car engine. It's the same concept in your trading. You want that double horsepower extra boost to get that extra speed. So we took that and applied it to trading fast options on two of the world's most active ETFs, options on SPY and IWM, which we're going to talk about. Of course, SPY is the S&P 500, the biggest out there, and then the Russell 2000 IWM. So it's a little more diversified. We're not just trading like, say, SPY and Qs. Those are too correlated. They're too close together. So we like SPY and IWM, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But first secret I want to share with you is trading options that will expire within 2 to 3 days. Now you say, are you nuts? Why would you trade them that close to expiration? But the reality is probably the hottest trend going in the options trading world right now is what's called zero DTE, 0 days to expiration, implying that if you trade SPY options, they have expirations now every single trading day. Well, guess what? You could be in this morning for an option that's going to expire today at 4 o'clock Eastern time, right? We're not cutting it that close, but we found that about 2 to 3 days before expiration, because a lot of these trades were going to be in and out the same day or by the next morning, doesn't get us to a point where we worry too much about carrying a trade all the way through to expiration. If you're an options buyer, you know, you're concerned about time erosion, right? So it's important that you manage that time risk while at the same time giving yourself a chance to really get an even better pop and bang for your buck when you're right. So that short-term options 2 to 3 days before expiration gives you extra leverage compared to options, say, a month ago before expiration. But we will never trade the same day zero DTE options, even with their popularity, because of the time erosion risk, right? So we want to make sure that we can be in and out quickly. The beauty of these are relatively cheap options too. They're not the super cheapest, but they're something that basically, you know, typically costs $100 to no more than a couple hundred bucks a contract getting in. So you get a really nice bang for your buck there, even on a smaller account. And we found that 2 to 3 days before expiration is our sweet spot for these high win rate options trades. That's the first principle we're going to talk about. Then the second one is secret number two, how do you optimize your risk and reward? So our philosophy here, I've kind of adapted my approach a little bit from when I launched Big Trends back in 1999. Back then, I was only really shooting for the bigger wins kind of in that internet era. And basically, you know, going for tighter stops and bigger targets, right? But actually, we've sort of flipped it around here. We're actually going for a little bit wider stop. So we start with a 50% stop loss. That's the equivalent roughly to 2 average true range calculations. We'll talk about what average true range means, but essentially it adjusts for the volatility of each of the market stocks indexes you look at. And we're using the 30-minute charts here. We'll get into some charts in a few minutes. But the idea is that, okay, you got to have a kind of a little bit of a wide berth at first when you get into a trade to not just noise yourself out of a trade with this philosophy when you're going for high win rate kind of singles in the baseball analogy rather than home runs, right? You can still win a lot of games just hitting singles, you know, like the movie Moneyball, right? Looking for just getting on base, right? Not striking out, having a better than average chance of getting on base and then advancing your portfolio one incremental smaller profit at a time. So it kind of says get away from that get rich quick scheme and rather say, look at it more like, okay, systematically, how can we steadily help build wealth while still having a plan to get out when it's not working? So we want to limit our downside risk and we don't want wipeouts, right? So it's always possible when you buy an option, you could lose what you put into that option. That is a risk of buying options. Of course, if you sell an option naked, you could lose many times over what you sold that option for up front. So we don't advise that. We want to limit risk always, but we still need to give those trades some breathing room, right? While still having that reasonable uncle point. So if we're using two ATRs, true average, true range calculations, which we'll show you on the chart in a minute, we're using half of that one ATR calculation on the 30-minute bar for our profit target, which typically results in about a 25% profit, give or take. It could be a little more or a little less. Typically, the longer you have to hold these trades, the more it's going to cut into your profit because you're losing some time value. So what we found, though, is that historically, when we're taking on that, okay, one ATR profit target, two ATR stop loss, with that little wider risk compared to reward, we've won about 71.5% of the time. There's no guarantees on what it'll be in the future. It will vary, right? We like to think we're getting better over time, but it could be worse too at times. So the point is, you've got to know how to manage that. When you talk about ATR, average true range, Wells Wilder, the same guy that developed the relative strength index RSI indicator, developed this ATR concept, which essentially said, you know what people were missing back then? They were missing the gap effect. You know, they're looking at the range of the day based on the high low of the day, right? So what we say is, okay, actually, we just kind of spell it out a little more in words here. It's a measure of volatility, right? So you don't necessarily have to just look at, say, VIX volatility index on the SPY. We want to also look at how it's recently been moving up, down, and sideways. And so Wilder developed this concept for using the commodities markets and futures, but we found it works really well on the bigger stock indexes and even bigger individual stocks. So we really focus here on this system and just the two big stock indexes I mentioned. We'll show that to you again on the next slide. But the idea is that when you start to encompass gaps as well into your data, especially the overnight gap risk, right? It's going to show you the typical price swings, including those gaps over a specified period. Notice we're giving you what we use here. We're using a 20 bar ATR setting on a 30-minute chart. Now that's not the criteria for getting in and out, but it does help us to set the width of our profit target and the width of our stop. Okay, so we're adjusting the profit target in the stock to that particular index's recent volatility, the last 20 bars. If you're on a 30-minute chart, by the way, how many 30-minute bars or candles are there in one trading day? In the typical Wall Street cash market day, opening at 9:30, closing at 4, that's 6.5 hours. That's 13 30-minute bars or candles. So that means we're really just looking back about a day and a half in the look back period for that ATR calculation. Okay, so keep that in mind. It's very adaptable to what's been happening just recently here, which we like that. As I said before, the vehicles we like to trade, the S&P 500 SPY is the most liquid stock or index vehicle based on the SPY ETF that tracks the S&P 500. And it's got options available every single day. IWM may have them open only every other day, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But the reason we like IWM, say, better than the DIA Dow Industrials or the QQQ NASDAQ 100 is that IWM is a smaller cap relatively. These are still relatively big companies, but compared to SPY, they're small. And so you're getting a different performance profile and some lowered correlation. So obviously, we don't want to just say, well, if everything's ripping to the upside, we want to just buy calls on SPY and buy calls on IWM. We'd like them to be kind of giving signals at different times. And we find that that happens a little more often with SPY and IWM. Important note, this is not a spread strategy. This is a simple options buying strategy. When it's time to get in on the upside, we buy a call. When it's time to play the downside, we buy a put. And so when you think about why I'm so confident in sharing these trades with you, is because of the performance we've been able to generate over time. Knowing that past performance never guarantees future results, you look back to the beginning of 2021. So you think about the periods that encompasses. You know, 2021 was a choppy but bullish year. 2022, of course, bear market year. And then this year, bull market year so far, and hope that continues. At the same time, I don't really care if it continues or not with this strategy. When you're talking about a 1 to 2 day type of an outlook, you're basically saying, okay, just follow what the system tells you to do. You've been bullish, but it gives you a bear signal. Take the bear signal. Don't play games. Follow the signals. When you make it your job to start following the signals, whether you have your own system or whether you're following one like ours or anybody else's, the idea is that if you just focus yourself on execution of the system, you will dramatically reduce your stress as a trader. You will dramatically, I believe, improve your performance over time. Because if you don't do a systematic approach, if you just follow kind of how you feel about the markets or trade something that somebody told you about, somebody was hyping Tesla to me the other day, and I'm like, it's had a nice bounce back, but actually on a long-term chart, it's a broken stock, ironically. You know, it's basically got lots of overhead resistance. It's not the typical long-term winner anymore. And yet they were hyping it because their buddy talked about it, right? So the idea is, you know what? Your job is to just follow the system, follow the entry and exit signals, and be as consistent in that, not just in following every signal, but also in never loading up, never getting too high or too low, never backing off after a couple of stopouts. Just saying, keep following the system, give it a chance. When you're trading with just a small amount of capital to start, which is how I always recommend for new subscribers coming in, then your job really should be like, okay, I'm going to look at this and see how it works and let this system prove it to me. Don't let me prove it to you. I'll share with you a lot of the great things that have been happening in this system. But the bottom line is that get on and let the system prove it to you and use a small amount of money. And we'll even have an awesome starter entry offer to get you started and try it out over the next few months and just see how it works. Again, through all different likely environments as we head into the late summer and fall, right? A lot of people are worried, has the market come too far too fast? Again, don't care about the long-term worries or long-term bullishness of any particular prognosticator. I care about what the system says it's going to do over the next 1 to 2 trading sessions, okay? It makes your life so much easier. Follow the system. And that applies to anything you do in trading and investing. So with that understood, 71.5% win rate, allocating up to $1,000 a trade, we generated, you can see, $11,665 in gross profits. That adds up all winners and losers before commissions or before subscription investment. And the idea is that, okay, if you could do this with even less than a $5,000 account, we showed a $5,000 account over that period would be up 233% gross before those commissions and subscription investments. So the idea is that, look, okay, high win rate's great, but it's not great if you lose huge when the 30% of the time that you're wrong or whatever, 29% of the time you're wrong in this example. So we still are managing the risk enough that basically we don't take it all the way to a 50% loss every time. It's just that's our kind of our typical worst case type of an initial starter point. But let's talk about what's been happening more recently. You say, okay, 71%. I see people talking about a lot higher percentages. Look what it's done here just in the last 3 months. The last 3 months, it's actually running at an 86.75% win rate over the last 90 days. If you on a $5,000 account, you'd be up $3,000, adding up all gains and losses before commissions or subscription investment. Again, putting that same $1,000 in a trade on a $5,000 account. So you're not getting too hot and heavy on any one trade, yet you'd generate a gross 60% return on your account for just 3 months' work, right? So even if you miss the first big wave up this year in AI stocks and tech stocks, you know, whatever you missed in the past, get rid of that missing out feeling and say, okay, just say, can I start to implement this consistently and just execute the system signals? We call them out with real-time email and real-time text alert to your smartphone as a subscriber. So all I just remind folks on the text alerts is make sure that you've got the unlimited texting capabilities. We're not going to bomb you, but when we got an entry and we've got an exit, we'll tell you time to get in, time to get out. So we don't want you missing that. The text is a great backup and I think even preferable to email. Both of them are very speedy in real time. So what do these trades look like? Let's get into the charts. They're worth so many more than words. You can see here, this is pulled off of Thinkorswim. You can see this is a SPY looking back over about 20 days. And you can see here SPY in a prior period oscillating back and forth in a trading range, right? But what you've got here is you've got a couple of trend lines. And what's happening is the blue faster trend line is crossing up above the red slower trend line, that circle point on the right there. Okay. So at that point right there, at the close of that bar, which is, remember, these are half hour, 30 minute candles. So the first time we could get a new signal on a given trading day is 10 a.m. Eastern. Okay. Right about 4:12. Notice what we bought. We bought the at the money 4:12 strike calls. That's fairly typical, buying about an at the money near the current price of the index. And you say, why would you buy it at the money when you might only have 2 or 3 days before expiration? Because again, the idea is that we expect speed of movement. We still have a stop plan if it's not going to work. But remember, now this is our ATR in the bottom half of the chart here. Okay. ATR, average true range. So what does it mean when we got the signal and draw a line down to where the ATR was here? Was it about 1.1 points on the spot? What does that mean? It means that one ATR, one average true range move based on the recent performance. You can see it had been higher on the left side of this chart, is up to about 1.5. It had gotten down just under a point there, about the middle of the chart. But you see, 1.1 points is fairly typical on a 20 bar look back on a 30 minute chart, about a day and a half look back, expecting it to move about 1.1 points on average in a given period. So in a given bar. So that's fairly quick, right? So you can see that, okay, if we're buying at 4:12, it's easy to do the math here, right? At 1.1 points, the one ATR move means that if we go from 4:12 as our entry price to 4:13.1, that's the plus 1.1, right? So the plus 1.10 points, that's our one ATR move, that would have been profit target achieved. And it was 29.86% gain on $1,000 maximum investment. We were able to get in not quite the full $1,000, but we for what we got in, we made $252 in profits off of that trade. So you think about it and you say, okay, well, what was our risk when we put on that trade? Well, it would be twice of 1.1 points. So it would be 2.2 points. The one ATR move multiplied times two, 2.2 points below 4:12 would take you just under 4:10 at 409.8. Obviously, in that period, it didn't happen. Now, how long did this trade take to play out? We got the signal in there about 11 a.m. Eastern on that Monday, and then we were out literally 2 hours later by 1 o'clock. Okay, so the idea is that, okay, we're not designing this to have to be day trading. But if you get the bird in the hand, you get the chance to make the 29.8% in 2 hours, you say, okay, I'll take it. Thanks very much. You know, I'm not going to be greedy here. I'm going to take that first ATR gain when it gets there, right? We don't take it before it gets to one ATR move off the table. And we also don't stop it before it gets to the two ATR against us, right? So we're going to show you one that didn't work as well. We don't want to just talk about winners. We want to talk about losers too. So the idea here is that we've got this combination of these moving averages. So those are two different moving averages, a faster one crossing over a slower one. And we actually have some other filters. We call it price action patterns, where we need to see that it was breaking out above where it was a few days ago. Okay. So essentially, that's, if it's a bullish signal, it needs to be above where it was a few days back, give or take. So the idea here is that as long as that's the case, we're going to be in pretty good shape to, you know, say that's a good bullish pattern. Bearish patterns, it's the opposite. So so we're using ATR for our options trade management. And also, we showed you the bullish example on SPY, but let's actually look at a bearish put trade where we bought a put, and this one was on IWM. This is the Russell 2000, so it's tracking that relatively smaller cap average. Where's the cross under point happening here? You can see it's happening actually on this kind of gap down into this first red candle here. So note, we were trading near 170. We bought the 170 puts going out, I think 3 days, maybe it was two. It might've been Thursday morning, probably would have been probably Monday, the next Monday on IWM. And so the idea here is that, okay, bought the 170s. Where is your ATR right now? As we're getting that signal in here, it's about just over $1, right? So if we're at 170, we're essentially targeting 169. And you see it trades just under 169 right here at the blue circle. And we're hopping out there. As it turns out, that was at a short-term low. Good thing we took the profit, right? You can see we weren't early here, but we didn't have to be to catch this kind of a quick follow-through momentum over the next roughly 60 minutes, the next two 30-minute candles there. So the point again is that take the bird in the hand. It just, this is a perfect example why you take the bird in the hand, right? This was a 30.5% gain on $1,000 maximum investment. It's 27 or 270 bucks total profit before commission. As you know, even if you're just per contract you trade, you shouldn't be paying more than a buck in and a buck out, two bucks round trip at the worst. And for a lot of folks, it should be a lot better than that. I see a lot of folks getting 65 cents or 60 cents a contract as you get a little more active, super active, maybe 50 cents. But bottom line is that, look, commissions, never a better time in my 33 years of options trading than now to be keeping the vast majority of what you make as an options trader, not having to worry about commissions like we used to. So the idea here, though, is you can see that, okay, this is, if you were holding on, hoping for the bigger fish, and then you walk in the next morning and you get this huge upside gap against you, the big G, right? Big gap up. Now it's way above where you got in, and now your options are way underwater. So the 30% gainer could have turned into a 30 or worse percent loser. And that's a big flip. And it doesn't just hurt your win rate. Obviously, it hurts you not just financially, but it hurts you psychologically when you're like, oh man, I had my gain and then I let it slip away. So this strategy is designed to take that first gain at that first target. But sometimes we get lucky. Sometimes we get unlucky. But you know, the idea, we're going to show you both examples here. But the idea is that, you know, you see both of those prior examples are around a 30% profit, give or take. We're talking about a 25% gain. They're a little better than that. They happen pretty quickly, right? Sometimes, though, you get a gap that's even more beneficial. And this is not just a focus on the gap and how it worked out to be a much bigger gain of 102% here, but it also is a reminder that, look, when we got our signal here, the cross under blue under the red, it's saying, okay, it's bearish here on IWM with it trading in the neighborhood here of about 184.5. Okay, we're getting that bear signal. We're buying a 184 strike put just slightly out of the money. And then you see we're slightly right, but then we're back to about where we were by the end of the day. We're slightly to the good, right? It's down to maybe 183.75. So we've made a little bit, but not much yet on that 184 relatively at the money put. So when you get into a flag, into a choppy consolidation like this, a lot of times those flags or even the triangles are resolved with a continuation move, but you got to have a little patience, right? If you limit yourself to being a day trader only, you'd be out by the end of the day, make a little bit of money, and then you made 15-20% or whatever, and then you look back the next morning and go, man, I could have made a double, 102% for us on $1,000 maximum investment. It was 936 bucks of the money we were able to put to work. We never crossed that $1,000 threshold. And sometimes based on the option, way the options are priced, maybe we get in like 900 in this case, maybe like 925, something like that, that we got to work out of that maximum of 1,000. So the point is that, okay, look, you see where our ATR was at the point of our entry. It was at a relative short-term high here around 1.3 points. So when it moved down, not quite a point in our favor, we had not gotten to the 1.3 ATR target. Now, obviously when it gapped down the next morning down near 181, remember, we started at 184.5. It ended up moving 3.5 points, give or take, instead of the 1.3 points we need. So we got it like a 2.25 point extra bonus for the gap in our favor. Again, that's not always going to happen that way. It's not always going to work out. Sometimes it can work against you. Let's look at what a loser can look like. Okay. So here's an example of one that did not follow through and actually went the wrong direction. And this is IWM again, Russell 2000. And notice there's our crossover point. And you say, well, oh, that's a red candle. You should have not taken that trade because it's a red candle. We have not found a correlation between whether it's a green or a red candle as to whether we should or shouldn't take the trade, because some red candles, it's giving you a better entry, pulling back closer to that moving average support, essentially, right? You see that next bar pulled back to it and then it started to rally. But then you see it kind of lost it there. And so remember, how would you calculate your target and your stop? You would tie back into what your ATR was. Your ATR here was at about 85 to 90 cents. So say it's 90 cents, just for the sake of a little easier calculation here. If you got in at 174.5, 90 cents stop takes you down to 173.6, right? Twice that 90 cents would be our profit target, which would mean that we were looking for a buck 80. Just under $2 off of 174.5 takes you up to 176.3. As you can see, it never got up more than about 175.5. So we didn't get the profit target And then remember, as it pops down, we said near 173.5, we're getting stopped out in here just literally about 90 minutes later. So the point of this is, you see in this case, okay, yeah, that one did not work for us. You can see that we took a 40, almost a 41% loss, 40.78%. That was a $336 give back, right? So the point is that, okay, you've got to be able to handle that psychologically as well as financially. You don't want to have a get knocked on a trade and then basically give up and say, okay, now I'm just going to stop. I wasn't expecting that. So from this perspective, you know, you say, okay, that's a perfect example of, okay, we lost, you know, 40%, no fun, but you know what? Sometimes we get big gaps in our favor. Here's another one that gapped in our favor on SPY earlier in the year. And you can see for this trade, this is a really interesting one, right? Because you can see how this past year, actually, you can see how it had been going down, then reversed back up. And then again, one of the things that I mentioned earlier is that when you get this crossover here, you say, okay, here we are getting a signal when the SPY was way back around 365.5, maybe. You say, okay, 365.5, we were buying the out of the money 367 calls. And that's because the options are a little more expensive because we had a little more volatility. Look at what the ATRs were back there, right? The ATRs were pushing towards about 2.75. So we'd had some volatility down then back up real quickly, right? So that short-term ATR is picking up all this past volatility and this big reversal move. So, and the important thing was that if you look back over, you know, a few days before, we were back in this zone. And now as we got our signal, we're above it here, right? So now we're in a good positive net new high situation. That's a filter we use to kind of stay out of short-term positive momentum against longer-term problems, right? You want to make sure that you're not fighting some longer-term overhead resistance. Even though there was a little short-term resistance from the prior day or two, the bigger picture said we were starting to improve structurally in the market. So remember, when we see it at 365.5 and we're saying, okay, one ATR is about 2.7 points. So, you know, 2.5 points on 365.5 would have taken us up to around 368. So we're like 368.2. As you can see, we didn't get up that high that first day. We got up maybe a point at best from our entry area. And then you say, okay, well, 360, guess where it opened the next trading day? Near 375. So that option that we might have bought for a couple bucks or less ends up being worth, on a 367 strike call, intrinsically at 375, it's worth $8, right? So you can see actually that resulted in, I guess we paid a little more for that option because it resulted in 146% gain, $1,066 in profit off of just the one trade. So again, those are, consider those outliers, consider they're not going to happen that often, but they can happen and they will happen. You can get gaps against you too. That will happen too. So again, don't get too high or too low. Be consistent in how you apply your capital. I think you'll be well served with that kind of consistent, steady execution philosophy here. So what are the key trading elements that we've got to have? We've got to have a fresh momentum pattern, right? So that fresh moving average crossover gives us that ability to take advantage of it. Ed asks, is that a 20 period ATR on a 30 minute chart? That's exactly right, Ed. We're giving you that setting. So then you're using, and that's right, it's two times the ATR is your stop, one times the ATR is your profit target. I know that sounds very counterintuitive. A lot of people are usually thinking about tighter stops and bigger targets. But when you're going for the high win rate approach, you're saying, you know what? There's a lot of noise in the markets, and there's especially a lot of noise in the broader S&P and Russell 2000 and all the big indexes compared to individual stocks. I think there's even more noise because there's 500 components, right? There's all these different gyrations happening. You know, Meta had a good earnings report. Somebody else had a bad one, right? You're getting a lot of things sort of canceling each other out. Yesterday, Google had a good report. Microsoft had the bad reaction to its earnings. So you get through all that. And you say, okay, that's what actually stabilizes the index to make it a nice, steady trading approach. So yes, the IWM is a small cap average WL. So WL asks, how about small caps? That's exactly what we're trading there, and still a very liquid vehicle, very easy to get in and out. The beauty of these short-term options, folks, is that these options are trading many thousands of contracts as you get closer and closer to the expiration. In fact, You look at the zero DTEs, some of those may trade several hundred thousand contracts in the final day of their life, right? So you've attracted a ton of other players into these short-term options in the days before they expire. And my experience is that means we're getting incredibly tight spreads between what we have to pay to get in and what we have to accept to get out. That's called the bid-ask spread. And the idea is that means it's a better market to trade. It's never you against the market maker. It's you trading with us and against a lot of other traders saying, okay, if we've got the edge over time, let's keep executing consistently. As you can see, what was my strike price choice on these options? It was pretty much near the money, maybe slightly out of the money if I had to choose, and slightly in the money. But the idea is that, hey, there's going to be times where it's slightly in the money, times where it's slightly out of the money. But most of the time, it's going to be pretty close to the current stock, or in this case, index price, when we place these trades. So the idea here is that, okay, so we're looking to, why would we do that so close to expiration? You're definitely getting a lot bigger leverage, right? For fairly small moves. And we're talking about 1 point moves in the spy, that's like a quarter of a percent move, gave us like a 29 or 30% win, right? So you're saying, okay, well, you can see that's like over 100-to-1 leverage when you factor that in accordingly, right? So you're getting plenty of leverage here, but the idea is that, okay, we've got a plan to say, let's not hold these too long. We would never take them into the very close of the expiration. We would get you out before that if we had to on the final expiration day if we held it that long. Most of the times, you can see in these examples, you're in it for maybe a couple hours. So we're using that stop and that target based on those ATRs, the average true ranges, and it's based on the underlying index price, in this case for SPY or IWM. That makes your job so much simpler. I'm a big proponent of the KISS principle, right? I want to keep it simple. If I don't, I'll be the stupid one, right? If I complicate things, I'll make my life harder. And frankly, what happens in your brain is that if you've got too many things to think about, you end up freezing, right? The worst thing you can do as a trader is to freeze like the proverbial deer in headlights, right? Because that's just, you're going to get run over. You know, you want to make sure you're nimble. You want to make sure you're able to be in and be out quickly, and that you know exactly what you have to do to get in and exactly what you have to do to get out. And that's why for us, we never leave our traders and fellow subscribers to any of our services hanging. We always tell you, even if it's a loser, even if it's like, we got to take this trade out and take the stop loss. It's like, hey, we hit our stop, we're out. We send an email and a text to remind you exactly what we're doing. So that way there's no question in your mind about what you need to do. And of course, you've got a team of real bodies, real folks standing by, dedicated to your success, whether you got questions about your subscription or whether you got questions about the trade alerts. You get actually a dedicated email to me and my analyst team about trade alert questions. And then, of course, an email to our client care team when you've got a question about your account, getting set up, getting things, making sure you're able to access everything you need to access. So reminder, if you came in before we got started, about, you know, the performance slide overview, which basically said, look, people want to win a lot. I know there's a lot of hype out there about people saying they win 99 or 98% of the time or whatever. My experience is that those things, if they may happen in a short-term window, but that you should not plan your trading career around super high win rate intervals, right? You should say, look, this is the longer-term win rate, 71.5%. I think it's very reasonable, and it generates a nice positive expectancy that over a large sample of trades, we expect to be profitable. We can't guarantee if that's going to happen over the next trade or even the next string of trades, right? But we're talking about staying with the system over the long haul has proved effective in the past. And again, we're saying the future results will vary, but know that we're going to be working hard to make sure that you are a thrilled customer with your purchase and wanting to lock in a lot more time than just the 3 month onboarding special I'll give you here in just a little bit. But speaking of 3 months, if you just look back at the last 3 months, again, that's a shorter look back period. So longer one's more accurate as to the long-term win rate. But you can see here more recently, it has been very high win rate, 86.67% win rate over the last 3 months. A $5,000 account be up $3,000, $3,008 officially in total gross profit, adding up all gains and losses before commissions and before subscription investment. This assumes you can allocate $1,000 a trade. Obviously, you know, if you're going to allocate $500 a trade, you can still participate. You just would cut the numbers in half on what you can make, right? And you can, of course, scale it more than that as you gain more confidence in the system and the methodology. And of course, if you're new to Big Trends, you're gaining confidence in us too, right? We're on our 24th year serving traders with, you know, quality real-time signals, and of course supporting it with a whole lot of education as well. I do a weekly video that I kind of recap how the trades went this past week and what worked, what didn't, and what you can learn from that and how you can position for the week ahead as well. So we set up a special package for you here. We call it our Fast Track Trading Package. I want to walk you through that, then I'll come in and answer any other questions that you might have about it. But the Fast Track, we're designed to kind of get you taking advantage of the markets as they exist today. I don't want to look at something about how the markets existed last year, last decade, even last quarter. I want to say, look, let's look at how they're acting over the last couple of days and adapting our system to say, this is what the markets are telling us now that should happen today and or tomorrow. So you can see here that a three-month access to the trade alerts is going to include some extra bonuses. I haven't been able to give you the exact settings on the rules for the Twin Turbo Trader system, but when you sign up, you get all of that. You get the specific parameters, what the timeframes are for putting those trades out. So you can follow it on your own, on your computer, on your phone, as you wish, but you don't have to have that ability. As long as you have the ability to execute the trades that we call out for you with a real-time update, right? So when you look at this and you say, okay, you also get access to my weekly videos. I post them every Monday at 6 p.m., kind of recapping last week and looking ahead into next week. And you know, a common question that we get is like, so what does a typical trade look like? Okay, so what'll happen is with a typical trade, by the way, is that, so okay, a Twin Turbo Trader alert. These are not new recommendations, right? These are ones we've already closed out. But here's an example of what a new trade would look like. Let me pull that up for you real quick. So this is one, again, the expiration's already passed, but we would send out a real-time email and a real-time text. You see, this hit just after the first half hour, right? 10:01, right? We need a minute to type it up here. We've got it ready to go, but just got a template. But then basically we say, okay, this is the strike price and the expiration we're buying. Back on July 6th, we're buying the July 10th, 438 puts, 225 or less. So notice what we give you. We give you the specific target based on that one ATR move. If SPY trades at 437.6 or lower, that's when you take your profit on the put. If it trades 440.27 or higher, that's where you've got your stop to say, get rid of these puts. So what we'll do is after we send you the trade alert, we'll follow up with more details, right? We'll tell you, okay, so from that information, then what happened. Basically, in this case, you can see this one was a fast execution, right? It traded at the target level super quick. We got out at 228. Okay, so that was a profitable trade. That one happened in a matter of like 17 minutes. Okay, now that's something where that's why I remind folks that, look, you want to be getting the text alerts as well as the email alerts. So you're, as soon as you get it, bam, you should be in on your options broker execution platform, whichever one you use, saying, get me into this right now. We give you some room to get in to where it's like, okay, we want to make sure you don't miss out on what you need to do to take advantage of that. So, but you'll get the settings and rules. You'll get, of course, all those email alerts and text alerts, get access to me and my analyst team via dedicated email address. And you know what? Normally, if you're just buying this, in this case, each month of the service would be a $197 minimum times 3 months. That'd be a $591 value just on the trade alerts alone, not counting all the other educational support that we give you. And of course, people that want to kind of follow these systems themselves and learn those settings so they can apply it themselves, maybe to even other vehicles. You could do that too. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to definitely make it attractive for you and say, let's not start you at that high of a price point. I want you to just have it be a as much of a no-brainer as possible. I'm going to give you an instant $444 account credit. So let's take it down from that 591, I think it was. Let's go back and say, you know what, 3 months, under $50 a month. You get 3 months access the next 90 days for just $147, one-time investment, no auto bill. Just try it for the next 3 months. I think you won't like it. I think you'll love it. And so I think that's my goal. I don't want you to just be happy. I want you to be thrilled with the value that you're getting here so that you'll want more and you'll be excited to re-up based on the profits that potential you're getting plus the educational knowledge. I'm confident that you're going to want to continue after that 90-day very fast track attractive offer here. So where do we set up this page for you to take advantage of? Then I'll come in and answer a few questions here. It's a unique link. It's not www. So make a note of this. It's members.bigtrends.com/turbo3, right? The service is called Twin Turbo Trader. So when you go to that members.bigtrends.com/turbo3 link, that's an O, not a zero, right? Turbo. And Turbo 3 gets you that access. Then the beauty of this is, okay, we really are all about keeping it incredibly simple for you to start taking advantage of it. So what does it look like when you go to that order page? Super simple. And it gives you our 800 Big Trends number. But if you can't remember that number, it's 800-244-8736. But 800 Big Trends, the easiest way to remember our toll-free number. But then also you can email my client care team, clientcare@bigtrends.com. If you've got a question about the service, question about getting set up, that kind of thing. And then once you become a subscriber, you get a dedicated email to me and my fellow analysts for questions about the trade alerts if you ever have any. But they're very clear cut, very specific. You never left hanging. So the idea here is you got your credit cards you can put in for payment, or down below in that PayPal link, you can set it up in PayPal. We do ask you to review our terms and conditions, which are spelled out. Like I said, we've been in business 24 years, roughly 23 and three quarters right now. But basically you say, look, you review those terms and conditions, agree to the terms, and either hit the complete purchase on a credit card. Make sure you use your whatever your credit card billing address is in here. Some people get confused and use their home address when maybe it goes to a different address for their credit card bill. So use whatever your credit card bill address is there, and then PayPal or just complete purchase on that. Easy peasy. Done. $147. One-time investment, no auto bill. We've already applied the promos down, so there's no other promo code to apply. But the idea is that, look, this is a really phenomenal value. So there's no additional promo code there, WL. Sorry, we've already taken it down from 591 to 147, right? We've cut it in about three quarters for you there. Save you, 74% or something like that. So bottom line is that it's phenomenal value. It's not going to be around that long. I did it as a thank you to David and his team. To do a great job putting on these conferences for fellow options traders. So bottom line is that, you know, when you go to that page, like I said, if you forgot it, it's members.bigtrends.com/turbo3. And thank you, David, for posting it in the chat. You can see it in your webinar chat, folks, and it is clickable from there. So you can definitely take full advantage of that. Okay, so do we consider volume? Let's talk about questions. Do we consider volume? We don't worry about volume. SPY and IWM are two of the most high volume vehicles that are out there in the markets today. So you don't, and I'm not just talking about volume in the underlying, I'm talking about volume in their options, right? These are very popular. I mean, SPY has options every single trading day. So I'm thrilled that I lobbied for that a while back. I lobbied for weekly options as well. And you say, okay, from that perspective, and WL is asking about a lifetime price point, you can call our 800 Big Trends number for that. But bottom line is that, you know, I encourage you to just try the 3 months here, WL and everybody, and just say, look, I want you to get comfortable. I want you to feel like you didn't have to spend an arm and a leg. I see these services that are charging $5,000 to get people signed up and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know, what kind of backup do those people get if they're not happy? Right. In this case, look, I'm committed to making sure you're happy, and much less that you're saying, okay, look, let's focus on, how you can make sure that you've got great value for your money. What's the phone number? Somebody asked. It's up here at the top of the order page, right? When you go to that members.bigtrends.com, it's 800 Big Trends on your phone if you want to just remember it easily, but 800-244-8736. We're in Lexington, Kentucky, Eastern time for us. But bottom line is that, yeah, you say this is all about taking full advantage of this. How far do we go out on expirations? Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Believe it or not, it's about 2 to 3 trading days. So you say, why would you only go out 2 or 3 trading days? Because we're only going to be in these trades 1 to no more than 2 days typically. So the idea is that, okay, look, if it's coming up into the expiration, we held it, we bought it yesterday or 2 days ago, and it's coming up in the expiration today, we would tell you to be out before 3 o'clock Eastern, an hour before the options would expire. If it's just dead as a doornail, nothing's happening. But as you see with these markets, they're moving plenty, right? So the idea here is that There's plenty of opportunity, plenty of movement. Of course, we're gonna get rid of trades quickly, whether they work for us or if they don't. So how do we determine the direction to pick the call or the put? You must have come in late there. If you did come in late, I know that David's recording all these sessions. You can go back and watch the recording. But the idea is that we're using moving averages. We're using crossovers of moving averages, but with some extra filtering of how the intermediate term trend looks, as well as that very short term momentum. So it kind of combines two rivers of time, the really quick momentum and the intermediate term momentum, to say, okay, are they both flowing up or both flowing down? That's what we want to participate in. So that's what we're all about here, is really focusing ourselves on, you know, that kind of two rivers flowing into one. Ed, you get the moving averages on SPY and IWM when you sign up for this offer. We send you a rule sheet with all those settings and rules. So basically, you're able to take full advantage of plotting it on your end too. I tend to be fast. You know, I tend to go quick. I cover a lot of ground. My experience is that most traders would rather get more information than less. So WL, I'm sorry if I went too fast for you, but you can go back and watch it on the recording. And if you've got questions, we're here to answer questions you've got if I didn't answer them fully or need to support that. Yearly and lifetime membership questions, again, you can call our 800 Big Trends number. Tell us that you saw us through today's conference, and basically you can get our best pricing on the year or lifetime, right? But these are fast moving situations. Maybe that's what you're meaning, WL. But bottom line is that, yeah, these are going to move quick, right? So if you're in meetings all day, then, you know, you need to have some help executing the trades. You know, have an associate that can watch it for you to say, okay, when this happens, buy me this much money into each new trade. But it's pretty darn easy to say, look, you get a text, pop up your trading app, pop in, okay, what's $1,000 get me? If it's a $2 option, $200 a contract, that gets you 5 contracts. If it's a $1 option, that gets you 10 contracts. If it's a $3 option, it gets you 3 contracts at most for $900, right? So we will never go over $1,000 on our model portfolio. You can do more or less, of course. But, you know, typically we would say, you know, probably about $500 would be about the least per trade we want you to start with. But of course, we have a lot of people that are doing well over $1,000 a contract, as they've seen how well it's been working. Most people think that you've got to do spreads in order to get a high win rate strategy on options. We've shown here today how you can do this really simply and effectively as an options buyer, no margin account required. Really simple. The same option you bought is going to be the same option you get rid of when it's time to close it. And you got to buy to open that option. You buy 5 contracts. We're going to sell to close the 5 contracts. We're not doing any partial trades. We're not trying to take a first target, then ride the rest. Incredibly simple. Yeah, I don't talk about my dog and flying their planes. That's right, WL. I'm talking about the markets, right? My goal is to get you focused on what's working now. That's not a guarantee that it's always going to work. There's going to be losing trades. You must prepare for losing trades. We showed you how we get rid of losers, but we do it in a way that's a little different, saying, look, we're going to give ourselves a little wider berth because we know that there's a lot of noise in the markets today. And your job is to not get whipsawed so much, but still be able to pop it in, pop it out, keep it simple. The KISS principle is probably the best principle of all. Keeping it simple will really focus you on not worrying so much about too many extraneous factors and worrying about all this noise on the TV set, right? About how many people are saying, and I've been one of those talking heads. I do it from time to time. But bottom line is that, look, there's a lot of noise on out there today. And your job is to get rid of as much noise as you can and focus yourself on the most important thing, which is, in this case, follow the system. Follow the system. When you're taking advantage of this great of an entry price, just know, look, when you get started, don't try to hit the home run. Don't try to load up and say, oh, I hope the next one wins big. Say, look, I'm going to commit myself to following this system over these coming 3 months, slowly and steadily on a small scale. No one trade should make or break you. That's how I've been able to be in the trading game for over 33 years. And that's how you'll stay in the game for the long haul too, by saying, take a slow but steady wins the race mentality. The tortoise does beat the hare, especially when it comes to capital allocation, right? Don't try to go all in. Don't try to go super heavy on anything. That will end up not only risking deflation of your portfolio, but it'll deflate you psychologically. You got to manage your internal mindset and your internal confidence level in what you're doing. And the only way to do that, in my experience, is to go with a slow but steady allocation of capital. and knowing you're going to take each new trade as it comes out. So thank you so much, David and crew, for having me. I'm going to hand it back over to David so you can get it ready for our next speaker. There's a bunch more great speakers and fellow traders coming today. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you've got any questions, you know, you can reach us through that order page at our 800 Big Trends number or via the client care at bigtrends.com email. Thanks again, David. Back to you.